for the Pledge of Allegiance. Let the roll call reflect that everybody is present. There is no public for public comment. So we go to item C1, General Manager.
At this time, we'll turn the item over to our Finance Manager to discuss the budget.
Page 2, might be a little typo at the very top, second line down. So we currently use about 13 million gallons per year, 1.3 gallons per year?
Yes.
Per day?
Not 1,300 million gallons.
Is it 1,300
million
gallons?
No. Probably 1.3 million. But not 1,300 million. Yeah. That's up in the trillions somewhere. I can't get that.
Which equates to an average demand of 3.6 million gallons per day. Anyway.
I think we need an emoji or a picture of you on there.
This can.
Moving on to page 7, it describes the Financial Services Department. The key achievements that we accomplished over the last fiscal year. On page 8, some goals for the next fiscal year that we'd like to accomplish in the department. a little bit of summary of Newman and Pearcey, what they do, providing their website, and some of their key achievements over the last fiscal year. I didn't acquire any goals from them for the next fiscal year, so we'll just do
that. Keep their job.
Come in under budget.
Under budget.
It's only one item they do, that's billing.
I was just a few, but Rod is not happy. Again, my general counsel, we use engineering outside our source, and so I did a small description about Kerwin Engineering and New York Scott Meany, our water and wastewater engineers. Again, provided with key achievements and a link to their website.
Board of directors really be an authorized position because we're not employees.
Okay.
I thought the state called us employees the other night, talked about it. I understand what employees, but
I think we're elected officials.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree on my state's insurance, my health insurance, right?
Yeah. So, are you going to move it?
Yes.
How about on fiscal sustainability goal, performance outlook, what about like seeking, I know we talked about getting grants and those things. How can we like say seek alternative revenue sources or something like that, like for grants? I was thinking something around the community center or the landscaping side of things. How do we put that into our goals?
Well, I think we are looking for
Yeah.
So I think that's our best opportunity at the moment.
All right.
The green is the existing, and then the blue is the minimum wage change that has to be put into effect, and then the red signifies the adjustments that are needed to make to work that into a good schedule. This will be different each year, and then it will depend on any employee raises that those will change as well.
Can you change the colors on some of those things? Because you know you got two blues next to each other and slices. Just see if you can do that.
Some higher contrast.
Just a single color on each one. Some sort of red and green.
To the filtration project and the water meter project.
Same thing there, we can change the color. A little more contrast.
And then I'll get into more of the details as we go department by department and why our urban designer is. Yes.
What do we have two? We got to get here with a paint picture. Why are there two 2016 secretaries?
One is the budget, one's actual state.
How do we know that? On the chart,
on the chart, no one knows what that is. Sure. Which one's which?
So, yeah, otherwise it's confusing. I'm like, oh, well, should I switch these down because it's double the name? Okay, thank you.
Okay, the administration department. Revenue, operation, maintenance, and capital improvements. These are the small zones, county zones, 35, 57, 61, the park and ride that the district maintains. We do get reimbursed for all expenditures that we spend. So, if you look at our budgeted, for 16-17, we had $1.5 million budgeted. Obviously, we haven't spent that to date. We did not do capital improvement projects that were planned and some other things. So we've only spent about $147. We only received $147 million in revenues. We've only spent about $93,000 to date to maintain the zones. So next fiscal year, we budgeted $226,900. I worked with Brian to do that budget. He submitted it to the county. And so this department is really a washing. We really will take a little bit more revenue in because we do charge a surcharge for our services. So it will never perfectly match. We should have more revenue than we do have sectors. Page 30 again, same kind of graph, all 15 and all 15 colors.
Are those always going to be, those should always be level, right? Because it's going to be reimbursed.
They will not. We'll receive more revenue than we will expect because we do charge them a surcharge. We charge them for every truck that we can use, we charge them for our supplier to fill them.
If you put that expense into there, then it would work. Yeah.
All right. So water services, revenue, operations, maintenance, and capital improvements. All right. Let's get into it. Okay. So these actuals are through April. They're partly through April. Our revenue that we've taken in so far on the SEC collections, which is the tax roll, is $1.8 million. For next fiscal year, by June, I'm going to have to put some money on that same line because not everybody will be metered. We're thinking phase 7 and phase 5 will be remain unmetered. And those are roughly about 900 homes. Plus any of the difficult or type 3 installations, they will not be metered. At this time, it was 150 or so. I'm assuming that will climb a little bit as we get to the older part of the town.
So when do we anticipate those going on? Well, not for another year? Or can we do it by?
No. So we're going to put them on the tax roll for 6 months. We've already been working with the county to give them a tax 6 months after. We're hoping that we'll be complete with this project, everybody off the tax roll by January. So they will receive their first volume used water bill in February.
So the questions that we get the most, I just kind of planned out the boat show this weekend, and a lot of questions that I got were, so how do I know that I'm not being charged up? And I reassure them the fact that because it's on the rolls, but they're going to take them off before we start charging right now, you're not being charged for your water through the meter, but come July 1st, you will get your first bill. And that is true for about 5,500 homes, but there's 1,000 homes, so it's either going to be July 1st or January 1st, one of those 2 days. Okay. Most.
We actually created a cutoff date. So if you have a meter by June 28th, those people are going to get a volume rate. They're going to be getting the monthly bill. They will not be billed probably until August because we need to get some usage for time. So if they're done June 15th or so, they won't get their first bill until August.
We'll
so
be double. Have,
it will be double, but it'll be their usage from June 15th through July.
Oh, so it may be anywhere from 33 days to 45 days instead of being 30 or 32 days, 30 or 31 days.
Yeah, because you have your meter put in on June 20th.
That's good to know, that too, so they can expect it. So this is not what your monthly, don't work that into your average, because it may not be accurate. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And we
good.
Will not be double billing. If they're on the tax roll,
well, I know that, but they don't know that. You know what I mean? They want to be reassured.
Seems as though, and the reason I asked the question, it seems as though it's going fairly smooth. You can almost look at the trends on next door to see how it's going. We've got a little bit here and there. So I wouldn't expect it to be way out of whack. That was the only major item.
Well, it just sucked it all up. You would expect under a contract to do 3,531 water meters and to supervise that, that it wouldn't matter if we went over the time to do it, it should be the same contract. But because of those increased ways of doing business, it's almost exhausted in 6 months. It's going to take the same kind of effort the next 6 months.
Have they added manpower to it?
They have not added manpower to it, and in fact, we've explored ways for them to cut man hours to it. And we sat down with them and discussed it quite thoroughly. And the fact of the matter is at this point in time, we really need what they're offering out into the field to ensure quality control. Also, to pull out to provide that kind of buffer between our people and KW back. I will say we are, just to update you on this just a little bit, can you tell me about our meter situation?
Oh, sure. Yes, so everything we've been purchasing, we try to purchase in advance, is now happening. So meters, boxes, lids, so we do have workarounds. I told Aaron we're going to keep the project going, so Bill, I think we discussed these. We don't have B9 lids or some B12 lids with the local. Put the old lid on, keep going. Matt's going to come through when they come in, change out the lid, pop it open. Another issue for the meter is we're going to put in a meter coupler. So what it does is we're going to do the entire work for a meter, put it in place, we're going to put like a PVC coupler pipe between the two places where the meter go. So Matt is also going to come through and do that. So as the meters come in, he's going to walk through, pull out the coupler, drop the meter, screw it in.
Yeah. So there's a shortage of material.
There is a shortage.
Because others are doing the same thing with them.
Yeah.
And this is going to explain why we're doing it now as opposed to 4 years from now, it's going to be 10 times.
So stepping back to my original question, the change we made to where we allowed individual categories, effectively individuals to be paying what they wanted, has cost us more than we anticipated, if I heard you correctly.
I'm going to say that's a partial yes, because from my own personal opinion, I think that that many things concerned with the budget and the timelines that were created were overly optimistic to begin.
So partial is optimism and partial is the change that we were going.
Well, we added complexity to the record keeping that's now facing us.
And I ask that because as people confront us and ask us questions as they have graves, that we have that in the back of our head, that there was a cost associated with.
But we are not at the end of the project going to individually build. We're still going to be grouping them into categories, correct? But just more categories.
No, there'll still be type 1, type 2, or type 3. What will fluctuate is did you get a D lid and you get an A lid, and did you get this size meter and did you get that size meter? So we're keeping track of that.
Understood.
But then on top of that, we're also, if there's any excess.
Well, so it's still going to vary from $500-something to the cheapest up to over $1,000 if there was issues. And much more if there were greater issues.
Correct.
Okay.
But effectively, we have given precisely. Effectively.
We gave the guy with the 500 meter what he wanted. We didn't necessarily give the guy with the $1,500 meter what he wanted.
So the question will be, in those things that were now increased into our budget, do we have to have a conversation about passing these extra legal?
Well, now that would be something that you would just divide by 3,530, and that's everybody pays that. Everybody pays for that, like for that accurate billing cost.
Everything just went up,
right? Okay, but it's the fair way to do it.
Yeah.
It is essentially cost of that. You should see the tally sheet I have. I
bet. You have a matrix, you just put that into now. I mean, once you've created it, it's not huge. Oh, yeah. Creating it is kind of the issue.
But it's 35 discrete database, deep database response.
Yes. Every line for every address.
Well, this is accurate.
can't, anybody wants to come back and see why they were charged something, we don't say, well, you were charged that because your neighbor paid it. No, you were charged that because this is what went into your pocket. I think that's what all the yelling and screaming was about initially.
It was. That's what drove the dynamic. But then also the issue is now is why didn't you, the question would be, why didn't you stay in budget? Because what you have now at the actual cost of the project is higher than what the budget cost was. Some of that was driven by the fact that we had to make those changes to accommodate it for each individual name. That was brought on by that change of dynamic.
After the budget was created.
Correct.
Good knowledge to have.
There are some, go ahead, sorry.
Just to get off my plate, would you please go through wherever you carry a chart onto the next page, would you also carry the header onto the next page?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. I just realized that the top of the next
page. Especially when you get to page 34 where there are two different, they mean two different things, and if you look down, it doesn't fit what's up above. Okay.
Yes, I will do that. There are some other items in consulting as well. There's a groundwater sustainability for $40,000 that we put into consulting. We're doing a whole ADA report. And so that is split between water and wastewater. The water portion is $20,000. There's a grant consultant in there that we put into water. It's $8,000.
So are you on page 32 of still?
I'm still on 32 under consultant. So what makes
can
up
you seven, give us a number, 70 what? Where are you at?
What's our legal center?
7271,
right? I got a comment.
Okay, $318,000. I'm just explaining what makes up that number.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's a significant increase. So.
Yes,
it
I'm
is.
Sorry.
It is.
Okay.
So, again, I'll go back. We're scouting for the project, about $185,000. Their general services, about $460,000. Just for the general services, we do have a big project with the city of Columbus, one being rough, getting that started. Groundwater sustainability. $40,000 ADA report. We need to look at all our facilities, make sure we're ADA compliant. So we put in $20,000 for the water department. We have a grant consultant there, and that's somebody that we're just talking with to help us find grants.
They will be making a presentation to you by the way next board meeting. Okay.
Do all safety. They're our safety coordinator. We do some trainings for our staff, our field staff. That's about $3,000. And Hawthorne Associates, they provide some HR services for us. That's $2,000. Right. If we continue on down, it's fairly status quo. We are under budget on some items. The next item I'm going to talk about is legal. So we are over budget there.
What number is that?
That is number 7286. We budgeted $13,000. We have spent so far today $44,556.
But you're okay on both.
We are, yeah. And so that's what those are due to. So the products we have going, some of the new PRRs, because of the products we have going, general manager services, for water and wastewater, there will be over another item I'd like to Yeah, road materials. Just trying to pull that out so we can see what's going on. So we are on the budget. We budgeted $4,500. 26202. And I'm just trying to pull up the details on that so I can let you know. It's much slower over here. Thank you. those were registered replacements or bad meters that were on the west side of town. We do still have some of the old meters, such as some of the census meters, and they're not working properly. So we need to replace them. So I think a lot of them need to be replaced in the Centex area. So we went ahead and did that so that we can get everybody on the same system. We're slightly over budget there.
Say that again, the water meter registers.
Yeah, the water meters and registers. So we have some bad meters that are on the west side of town. They are not new.
This is not part of the water meter.
It is not.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, moving on down to 7406, general repairs. Those are our water leaks. Those are mostly due to backhoe. For emergency repairs for our fishermen. So to date, we're about $7,000 over.
That's a good cost. Now, is this the category you use for leaks?
Yes. They're all JW backup. They are emergency repairs for water.
So we had talked about $400,000 to $500,000 a year that we're putting into the pipes, but in fact, this shows about $350,000. I know we're not
today.
Done yet.
Does this reflect the ones that we encounter?
Through the project? The ones that we're encountering through the project, or AMS, or other issues, they're actually being put under the project. Okay, so on page 33, if we can look at line number 2041-7438, building rent. We did increase our rent to the community center because we are having more meetings in here now in the new process. So we are now going to be paying the community center $32,000 a year, and $13,000 is going to come out of the water fund. Okay. So that's the revenue for the community center.
So we're going to make this place profitable even if we have to pay for it.
Well, wait till we get there.
What color do you want it? Blue or red?
The other point that I'd like to talk about in water, it would be line item 2041-7537. It's near the bottom. And it's debt service. And you're going to see the increase there because of our new debt service. Okay? So that's been pretty nice. Okay, so
tell me about the debt service, what is that?
That is our 2012 debt service plus the new bond. Yeah. So our new debt service is increased. Okay. All right.
So all in all, bottom line, if you look at the through April, extrapolated out to June, we're right on budget. Totally.
Yeah. My fingers crossed, yes.
Yeah.
So.
The $88,000 is the debt service on the original bond, which was a $13 million bond. The new bond is an $8 million bond. Why is the debt service triple what the debt service is on the first bond?
It's about $100,000.
Well, we're paying the water portion of the tankers. Oh, that's right. We decided to pay it off quicker. Numbers don't make sense to me, I gotta ask. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, please, sir.
All right. So, I do have a page here, just a brief summary of our capital improvement projects. I'd like to dig into them a little bit more as we move further down the document, but this is the summary of what our capital budget will be. It includes our water capital improvement structure replacement, the equipment that we're going to be purchasing, I'll detail it all out later, a vehicle, and then our infrastructure replacement programs.
So you say the estimated cost $2.2 million. What is the cost for decommissioning?
I think it was $75,000.
So it's not huge.
Are there any questions regarding water at the moment? All right. I also put in a reserve page where I just highlight out the water reserves, true reserves, and then our infrastructure replacement. I also added in our developer fees to date, what we have in that amount. Okay. So our reserves are $1.6 million, just reserving in the last evening. Our restricted reserves, which are used for specifics, which are booster pump replacement, infrastructure, generators, facility vehicles, and water study. That was our water rate study for infrastructure. I added that in there. So every year we're going to be increasing with our water rate. We should be saving some money and putting it here. And then our capacity and connection fees are $776,000.
And there's no budget for that?
Budget for what?
Developer fees?
Have we expended it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in every place we've got a budget. We're
anticipating it. No, I did not have a budget in there.
Is that normal?
Well, I do have some small amount over in the revenue portion. I can move that over here. I think it was only about the toll, about 30,000 maybe. So I can do that. I'll add that. It makes it clear.
Yeah, okay.
Again, when you look at the reserves,
yes,
which are growing a little bit each year, but I look at the previous page at revenues over expenditures, we're burning reserves, correct?
Yes, at the end of the year,
so you haven't netted them out.
No, I have. Okay. I will do that when we close the year.
Thank you.
So
didn't make sense.
No, what I want to do is just get through the end of the year, see where our balances are, use our bond, how we look, and then the balance, whatever underage we have to borrow from reserves, and that's what I'm going to net that out. Okay.
So on the second paragraph on page 35, you've got... 35?
Yes.
You've identified a well that we're going to have to dig. You did not identify the tank. Is that out far?
It's out far. This year's news, I put in our water utility rate. I thought that was a good information to be transparent so everybody can see it. Even though it's on our website and they see our monthly bill, I just think it's good information for our residents to have. I also highlighted if they could find a rate study and it was on our website. And for all reserves at the end of the year, that's not
a lot. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we have the net in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Should we move on to wastewater? Any other questions for Warren? Thank you. down to expenditures. And one item I'd like to highlight again is also consulting. It's the last line on page 38, 21417271. We budget $190,000 in there, and I can do the breakdown. $149,000 is appropriate to complete our filtration project and to move through the other capital projects that we have had. We also have the ADA report, split between water and wastewater, that's $21,000. Our grant consulting, that's $12,000. Dual safety, which is our safety training for our field staff, $5,000. And Kaufman Associates to provide some of our services at $1,000 for a total of $198,000. Any questions regarding consulting? Again, the over budget that I explained on the water side will be 21417286, legal general services. We budgeted $48,000.
Question on 7440, where we have a deficit of $15,000.
Sure. It's not a deficit, it actually was a credit.
Credit,
so,
correct.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Credit.
So
we made money on that. Sort of.
Not really. let's see, I believe what happened was there was something in the wrong category, and I did a journal entry to it, and so it just made it look like it was a credit. So, so that happens sometimes when you have something in the wrong category before it comes out.
Okay.
So, we didn't make money. Sorry.
All right.
other than that, what I did was there was a line item under bad debt for $5,000. I'm going to be moving that $5,000 down to property taxes, which is 7550. Because it looks like now the property 2022. You can see our actuals to date. We have doing the filtration project. It's bonded now, so those bonds are going to cover that project. And at the end of the year, it's issued out.
On page 41.
Yes.
Under actuals to date, 2016-17. The number's the same all the way down the column. Is that supposed to be that way?
All the way down to the 15,000?
No, 47,999.
4,799,000.
Oh,
the really deep part is it only totals up to 4,799,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I don't know why that happened. Mine doesn't have that, so I don't know how that
happened. All right.
I will correct that. Yeah, sorry.
All right, not a problem. That's why we're here.
Okay.
We want to put it out in public and have an air.
No. Yeah, I
will
that's reimbursed. Anything from Zone 8 reimbursing the county? Okay. Why don't we have any burden on any on that salary and wage? Group insurance?
We do. Because they did not, we have in that group, in that salary, we combine all their workers' comp, their insurance.
Because I went back and looked at the 1-4.
Yeah.
And you break it out.
I do. I don't dip. I combine it all into one. I can do that. But what we do.
It's just a matter of consistency when somebody's looking at it. You know, you look here and you say, well, why are we not paying any workman's comp on these guys? This says we're paying zero.
Yeah.
You know, and then so that's what led me to go back to the wastewater services and I look at salaries and then I see, whoa, and here's group insurance, $69,000, and here's workman's comp. I think it would better be consistent. So either include it all in the one for all your categories or break it out for all your categories.
I
don't have a problem. What's the need for the columns? What's the need for the categories? Take the categories out, and so it doesn't confuse. Is that what you're going to say?
Take the rows.
Just eliminate 30, 45, and 60 if you're not going to use them. Then that doesn't look like. Because somebody looks at it and goes, wait a minute, we got very much that work is coming off. That's wrong.
No, we do.
I know, but you see what I'm saying?
Perception. Is everybody okay with you removing them? Or do you
As a matter of fact, I think for any of these budgets, if you have a line item that's zero all the way across, and it starts leading it, you're going to shrink the number of rows that you've got.
Unless you anticipate it coming back in a future year or something like that.
You know, I always calculate it out to see where it stands, and just, you know, just the community center, other things, I mean, and the way we work for this program as well, we are charging them a very minimum amount.
Percent of our time to this zone, and we do a lot more than 2%.
So we're just trying to be 2% of not.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is just more of a
form
issue.
Sure. Yeah.
You guys.
Send us to Brian's office over here. Okay.
Yeah, the fire station. When we purchased, when we started to rent it, he needed to get it ready for
the fire. I just didn't hear it. The ambient noise from the air conditioning messes with my hair.
I'll trade seats with you.
Otherwise,
I'm just going to steal one of Bill's hearing aids.
To date, they're only signing for a budget.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
So the total cost for all those items but we have light poles. And I believe the district owns 8 of the light poles that are in this area, and they are quite expensive to replace. They're which are about $10,000 to $12,000 to replace. So we're trying to build up a bit of a reserve to if they do collapse again or something goes wrong.
We may need insurance as well.
Right. So.
Okay, where is the lease for the building?
No,
can I ask you a question back in 46?
No.
Session 7:28.
My building rent. Yeah. Okay, so we paid our invoice to.
Right.
And we got it. Right?
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but I was starting negotiations with Brian Holman to lease the building. The interim fire chief to lease the building over there, and during my research found out that we have not paid that 1 cent of rent. Rachel, you shouldn't have brought up.
I know.
Being the ethical person that I am, and he's now treating me like Santa Claus. So I think that will go to transparency through the negotiation.
Would it cost you something?
It
was, longer of length or harder is going to take.
But I did chuckle a little bit when
he
asked how
much
we
paid
for.
As soon
as
we get a bill.
I told him though, the sheriff is a late fee for a relationship.
Yeah, went there, yeah. Back on 46, just a quick question on 7481. We're over budget, not by much, but we were over budget last year as well, and that seems like something you could look at trends and calculate pretty close to not for the law.
Yeah.
2 years run.
Okay, I'll take
if you don't know.
I don't know why.
And we're budgeting the same thing next year, so I could see the same thing happen on next year.
Yeah, it would most likely be it's all of his the irrigation.
Okay.
So
those are energy costs.
Yep.
So they fluctuate costs. We may want to but for 2 years it fluctuates.
On page 47, are you on that page?
I am.
So on the chart, a couple of things that bother and understand. You have two of them that have the same number, 40, 11, 8, for two different categories. And
the numbers.
The numbers. The count numbers are the same.
Count numbers are the same for two different descriptions?
Yeah. It's a replacement.
So it's going to be the same?
It's going to be 40, 11, 80, and then if the budget is accepted, I'll give it an activity code, and it'll have its own number.
Okay.
Well, we have the dash.
So, and that's what all the water, wastewater, have their own numbers next year. They'll have a 20.
There's a number after that that you have that we don't
get. Right. That's where there's a little dash there. You can see it.
I do see the dash.
Yeah. And then with the capital improvement projects, when we get to that list, there's some that have numbers already, some that don't. Once we're going to adopt the budget, I'm going to give them all an activity number, and then that's where they're where we'll keep track of the expenses. Any other questions? So again, same page, same
48.
Yes.
So what you just asked?
Any questions for
the 48? If we can go to 48?
Yes.
Are we on 48?
We're at 48 now.
We got a lot of money.
We do have money.
If you just take the money and put it in the reserves, you got it for the land.
No. Well, yeah.
Not that easy, is it?
Well, we have void recreation.
Yes. Okay.
And so,
yes.
So, you do bring in a good amount of money. You run very lean, and we run very lean because we have to do the community center and recreation programs as well.
So, we really are bringing a lot of money. Well, we are keeping you on system.
We are making money.
We don't make money.
Yeah.
No, no.
Okay. So here are the
reserves. We have revenue and expenditure.
Here are the reserves. Last year, luckily, they did very well. We didn't have to touch the reserves. The year before, we only spent a little under $1,000 on reserves. So we've been able to maintain it. At the end of this year, again, once we close out the year, I'll let you know if we need to utilize any reserves. On page 50, I explain the appropriation limit, the calculation,
where's like expenses for like replacement trees and bushes and seeds?
It'll be landscaping.
Okay.
So in the future, we're going to budget $16,000.
Where does the revenue for that go into? Don't we have revenue for advertising in there? What count would that be?
So right now, like the entire community recreation department, everything goes into one account.
Okay.
At the end of the year, we'll split it all up, calculate it out, and put it in the proper. But we do have
we have some revenue on that piece. Okay, thanks.
How many advertisers do we have in that?
Just a couple. Yeah, part of the challenge is, do we spend a lot of time and energy on making it into a grapevine, or do we keep it a recreation guide, and occasionally when we can find someone, like the Lions Club, to throw on the back page, that's easy. But inside, you know, if we've got classes and we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, there really isn't space for advertising unless we add more pages.
Which costs
more. You add pages, you got to add them in increments of four, pay for that, and so it's kind of one of those. If you've got some room, like in the fall and winter, if you've got an appetizer too, yeah, we could plug that in there. But
right.
We're finding with the summer guide, we're actually running out of pages, which is a big problem.
Yes.
Is 8441 also like for security?
Is what type of like that alarm system?
Yeah, alarm or monitoring systems. Okay.
Yeah, and the big ticket item this fiscal year was, yes, we did have to replace. So that helps. So pool maintenance is another kicker. I was hoping we could have a little more discussion on that. I don't know what type of maintenance was done, and I know we are over budget at that pool.
Where would we find items for like replacing lighting on the community center? What would that go into?
It would be building maintenance.
Okay.
Or landscape
maintenance.
Kind of
like replacing lighting with like LED or replacing.
No,
light.
I'm just thinking of just the general walkway lighting or along the fence line somewhere.
That would be
maintenance. Okay.
Safety equipment and supplies. Most likely, I looked that up. It's a lot of pool equipment, pool safety items. Otherwise, they too run as lean as they can. I don't have any capital improvements planned for next fiscal year for the recreation community center departments.
No park renovations. Okay.
No, because that would be under the different departments. So if there was a park renovation, it would be under Zone 8, Zone 9, or the small districts. We don't have anything planned for this park here outside.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
However, from the community, we looking at the barbecue center, the lines coming in and doing that would be on the barbecue.
And the concert on June 3rd, proceeds for the Lions, whatever they make off that, we're going towards a particular project, whether it be lighting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see how it all plays out, what project they're interested in, and the cost.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
So,
page 54, we write now actual to date. If you just take the recreation revenue or the recreation expenses, it's running at negative $182,000, and that's through April. Next fiscal year, if you take the revenue of $112,000 and your expenses of $354,000, it would be about $240,000. That just explains that a little bit.
Hopefully the
we done any benchmarking to see? I'm sure that there aren't very few, if any, community centers that run in the black.
If recreation is a general rule of thumb in this country, does not run in the black.
That's correct.
I mean, different parts and pieces might, but if you were to lump it all together, for instance, if you were to look at Brentwood, it goes to the general fund at least $1 million, if not more.
But so they have a general fund that has general fund revenue. Yes. We don't have
right.
a general
right.
fund revenue.
Right, so that's one of the challenges, hence bringing in a consultant going, so what are some options that we can look at, because it's a little different. Every community is different.
That's correct. So, but a benchmark to see, are we running at a fairly decent clip, all things considered,
sure,
or are we running?
We're running about normal for percentages of having subsidized. It's not totally off the charts. It's right in there with the best of them. Of course, you know, we want to try to close the gap,
yeah.
but
yeah.
a social service you can never fully recuperate. So
yeah.
it's just a matter of how much is the town willing to say this is good, and we're good at this benchmark.
And then on the revenues for the recreation, that $30,000 for rentals, does that also include the swimming during the summer?
For rentals? No, it doesn't include
swimming. Or swim? I could swim. I thought we made more than that, but okay. Our recreation revenue, $64,000. Is that the include the swimming?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah. That includes everything. So, and we have
break
the,
that
we
out.
Have the pool, yeah, so. Yes, I
break
that out.
So you break that out. So that's just a lump sum right now. We don't know quite yet which categories it's going to fall into. But for instance, if you were to look at our swim program, this emergency swim program, we're going to be having, we're offering double the classes we did last year, and they're filling them very quickly. So just in terms of that, revenue should go up. But then
expense goes up too.
Yeah, but expense goes up too. But when you have, for instance, recreation swim here, and you're charging $3 a head, well, I have the same cost for that 6 hour, whether there's one kid in the pool or 40 kids in the pool, I mean, you're still not. Within 15 minutes, you've burned off whatever it is. So it's just a matter of finding that number, and that's good enough.
But for recreation revenue, we do not have a dollar amount budgeted for next year, what we expect to receive. And I would say we should be expecting to receive at least $64,000 as we've had so far this year. So it seems like this number.
Yeah, I put it, that's it, just a, it's a dump all account. Okay, so I won't put a budget in there. I'll actually put the budget in the correct account.
Okay.
So that's what.
So that would be 32,000 and the 38,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So at the end of the year, when I break the 64,000 out, it'll be put into all these different categories, mm-hmm. and then we can match the budget.
Okay. Thanks.
And it's just easier for me when I get this bank deposit and this credit card deposit to just kind of lump it together. There's one item that is over budget, and I'd like to highlight that one. It's 4141-7376, road construction materials, and that was Contra Costa County's journal entry for sign replacements. So I guess we need some sign replace over on the side of town, and we replace
it. Sign replacements?
Yes.
$13,000.
Yes. We replace a lot. So I guess typically Virgil goes around and he sees a sign and he lets the county know that you replace it, created or broken or fell off. And what they'll do is they'll replace the sign and they'll take
what's the sign?
What
it's a street sign. Street sign.
Okay.
Sorry.
So 2000, not seeing a whole lot of data here, but why is our expenses exceeding revenues next year? 17, 18?
So it's because of capital items. And we're going to dip into reserves to help purchase those three equipment pieces. And so I didn't want to increase the assessment for a one I didn't want to increase the assessment for a one time purchase.
We're purchasing what?
We're purchasing an aerator,
right.
Or a tractor. So So, and the 40% of it is going to be utilized or not. So I just thought it would be more prudent to take it out of reserves instead of increasing their assessment and then decreasing it next year, just keeping it better.
One of the things we're going to be doing in the future is all those types of equipment, we're going to be identifying those things, given a depreciation or an appreciation period, and we're going to try to pre-fund those in the future so that when it's time to buy, out they go, and buy the new one, and so we can.
Good.
Remind us how some reserves as well. They have about $88,000 in reserves. We're going to be putting in $5,000 for vehicle replacement so that we assist in purchasing vehicles for our customers. And if we need to utilize the reserves again, I will take that out at the end of the year. If you know what those are, you will reserve. How we calculate the revenue for the assessment is we do an engineer's report. I work with Kurt Gardner for engineering. Every year in June, we work together and I build this budget. He looks at it and we look at the assessment and we kind of bring that to you for approval and then we put it on the tax roll and receive our money in December and April. Capital projects. This is just a summary of the capital projects. What I would like to do now is actually open up the capital sheet, the draft sheet that I gave you. And I think we've been through this with the water and wastewater team. We have not changed anything, with the exception of a wastewater item, the main line behind the
state house,
there's a sewer board line that needs to be replaced. I put $250,000 in there for that for the next fiscal year.
That's the one we talked about, the last manual one there?
That's correct, yes. Okay. Otherwise, I'll do my best to go through these. I don't have something to help. So, in fiscal year 17-18, our main projects for water, the water projects are on top. We're going to be looking at our water supply capacity, storage, treatment, and storage. I think we're going to be looking for a site location for well number 8. Okay? And roughly that will be $400,000.
You just keep adding wells.
Yeah. And then in 18-19, we're hoping to build the well and decommission 5A for $75,000. And then we need to build a new storage tank at the Newport plant and a new storage tank in the Willow Lake plant. Now, I know you're looking at the Willow Lake plant. I know we've discussed with some other members. Is we would have to move our district office to do that.
So the Newport water tank, is that going to be the same size?
I believe it is, okay. But I'm not sure. I'll find out for you.
So at Willow Lake, we're not adding any more storage, we're just adding a backwash tank, correct?
We are. It's a backwash
tank. Because there's not any expansion, I think. We don't need any more storage over here. Right.
The next item would be upgrades and maintenance for existing water supply. For 17-18, we're going to be Newport Treatment Plant. We're going to do the PLC State Improvement Project, much like what we're doing over now at the Willow Lake. So that's planned for next fiscal year. Okay. That will go out to bid, and we'll hopefully not have any complications with it. We're going to be doing some water storage tank maintenance, $75,000. And then filter media replacements on Willow and Newport. There's 5 filters that need to be replaced at $25,000 apiece, and we're going to be doing that in 18-19. Another project that we're going to be doing, probably rolling over into 17-18, will be the water leak remediation project from July through December. So we've spent $1.6 million so far for those main courses that we have in, and then the balance will be carried over and we'll be using reserves to pay for that. was cheaper to do a few of them at a time than it was to do one and then next year do the next one and then the next one. So that's why we decided to do it this way. The following year, we budgeted $150,000 for 1819 for A, C, D, E. We're hoping that the budget, we're hoping when we go out to bid, we'll get cheaper for that. It looks like we're finding got some quotes. They were a lot cheaper than the actually 125 that we originally budgeted. So we got it down to 87,000. Okay. Water treatment plant number one.
She's a little late before we even start.
All right. So what we did was Mike and Al, Bertie, Gregory, and Virgil, to sit in a room together and come up with a plan. Since everybody had a different opinion about Tampa. And so they did that. So they came up with a plan, three of them together. They all agree on the plan, and we're going to go forward with it. So you can see that the items in red are new dollar amounts, a new time frame we're going to be doing them in, and a couple of items that we listed on this slide, under titles or some of the items that we needed to add. Okay. All right. I would love to explain to you what they decided.
It's not affordable housing.
No, it's actually a total. Yeah, that one. It came out to a total of $1.475 or $1.76 million. So it's going to completely refurbish the plant, and it should last about 20 years.
They're going to do some prioritizing, refurbishing. The question became is, are we going to fully operate this plant to test it out to keep the seals good? How do we do this? Bernie's position was that. There's a biological process that needs to take place, so it becomes very encompassing if you put product, the actual product through it. So it was decided, why couldn't we put water through it and exercise the plant with water and skip this biological process? And then it came down to, let's ship some purple water over there and do it with our own purple water. So that's what we're targeting on doing. And there's some challenges getting the purple water over there. But we have to go through
it. Why are we doing it? What? Okay, so
the purpose of the real question is to show redundancy. So that we have redundancy, the ability to operate the plant in an emergency if we need to. And there's sure that there's some questions. There's a good extra reasons beyond that.
Kevin knows.
Yeah, it's basically for redundancy, and what they're going to do is they're going to run a purple pipe water through to that's how they're going to operate it.
Sure,
so it's going to cost a lot of
water.
They said there's no room, but then we start to see it is something that's already there. That's part of the process.
And I'm not opposed to what they're saying. In fact, they're the experts, so we tend to want to believe them, but why? I mean, we've got a plant that's pumping out more than we need.
Until the day it goes
into the tank. Right, until one
there was some redundancy. Yeah, one off stitch. It's a redundancy.
So you build redundancies in the operation that we have.
But after capacities, you can't build redundancy for capacity. And so the reason for the third off stitch was because if there was a failure in one of the other off stitches, you would be transporting waste out of here by truckloads in order to keep it from it costing us millions of dollars in fees. And so that was the theory behind it. At that time, now, I know what you're saying, Bill. At that time, and Bill, jump in here anytime I'm going astray, but at that time, we were processing a lot more than we thought we were consistently processing at our, close to our limit, 2.1. It's now coming in at, 1.3, 1.4 consistently.
Sure. Right.
And that has changed the way we've looked at some things, and we haven't really completely identified why that is. There's differences of opinion. Some people say it's the drought. Well, now the droughts are with our, are our limits, or are the waste going to go up? Are we going to be processing more? I think the thought process is you pay millions of dollars to build the infrastructure.
for a fraction of the cost to build infrastructure, you can maintain the infrastructure. My problem is this. We still have a contract with Veolia that says that there's going to be biological crap in that in plant number one that they're going to be running and maintaining, and they're still not doing it. That's really what my problem is. We're paying Veolia to find a reason for them to do less work. So if we're going to pay to bring this water back over so Veolia doesn't have to maintain the biological, doesn't have to maintain the clarifiers like they would normally, and all these other things, then why did we give Veolia a bump in their contract at our last meeting? And I may be way off base, but that's what sticks in my craw, is we're paying them to maintain three off-stitches and one, two, three, four, five clarifiers, and they're really only maintaining two off-stitches and three clarifiers.
I think maybe we can bring a presentation to the
I will schedule
that, and then you can do an update on a plan and bring both Greg and Bernie and the players into the room.
Be clear of what we're talking about so they have an opportunity to prepare for it. You know, so they understand what the questions are going to be and how they can defend their position. I'm not looking to find a problem. I just need to understand it, and I understand it.
So I believe in the process that we have a committee that is water and wastewater. I'm sure they'll take a look at it. I'm just throwing out questions that says, I'd just like to understand. And no, it's, I understand it's one plant two, but it has redundancy in itself because of the volume that it has. It isn't just one container that does everything. You can split and use that for redundancies on my last tour. But you know, instead of spending or looking at $1.5 million to be spent on a system that we're just going to keep flushing just in case, and what's the maintenance cost for the years after that just to do that, and how many times you're going to use it, I realize one time helpless, right? It pays for itself, but just the questions that
we're also the committee issue and keeping our permit levels.
Sure.
And then how is the denitrification going to play in all of the capacity issues?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, it's multi-layer consideration. So I'll skip it.
Okay.
We're going to be looking we need to make sure it's secure and safe. So next fiscal year, we're going to be replacing gates. We're going to be putting automatic gates on all the facilities. And we're going to be replacing all the locks. Right now, there are key locks. The same key opens every single facility. We're looking at a fob, key fob. So we're going to replace every single lock with a key fob lock. It's easy to dismantle with some of these real or these.
So this is many different locations.
Yes.
All of
physical security.
They can't be imitated, they can't be copied, you can't have an employee have a couple of sets, it's boom.
Yeah. And then the following year we'll do cameras. So, Chris, do you have a question?
No, it's a good thing.
So, also, we're going to be looking into master plans. We had some discussion about water master plan. Do we need it? Do we not? We do have a good CMP program right now. So that group's left it on for next fiscal year. We'll discuss it further. But we are going to look into updating our wastewater plan. Like every fiscal year, we do our water and wastewater infrastructure replacement fund. And so here's money that we're going to be adding to those funds. We used to have the facility and vehicle replacement as one fund. We split them out. The best way to split that out is a 50-50 split, and then to be lower, adding in $15,000 in that. Some of the other projects, those are the other projects that we're completing this fiscal year. We're completing the secondary improvement, the vehicle storage project, district office, which we completed, so that was putting in carpets and office spaces, and the Plant 2 lab. So they put a new lab, they used to have it at Plant 1, they moved it from Plant 1, they put it behind their location of Plant 2. We had a chance to go look at it. Yes.
Project 4 secondary. Are we really budgeting a $126 project?
No, that was our actual statistics. Gotcha. So it was just a little invoice that came in. No.
I think of a $6 million budget, we're going to worry about $126.
No, and like this document as well.
You just spent $126 asking that.
I'm sorry, I asked the question.
I also listed on here the PG&E funded projects. They're going to run over to the next fiscal year. I did detail out in the capital summary. So the ones that we're working right now for the roof, the demo replacement, the playground replacement, and the blue equipment cover. There are some other projects within that $349,000 that were still in process. So
the pool equipment cover, that's going to happen this year?
I think it's going to roll over. So we're just going to roll those funds into the projects.
Good.
That's all I have for capital improvements. If you have any questions or comments or... back to the budget doc. I just list out the capital projects, and then how much they are, and that's just what we saw on the sheet. It's just a simple version, I guess. So if you want to move to 68, I thought it would be nice to highlight district reserves, infrastructure replacement funds, passive and connection fees, all in one. So again, at the end of the year, I will deduct out what's been utilized. So I put all of the reserves together, water, wastewater, zone 8, and zone 9, and totaled it, just so it's all in one place. Infrastructure replacement funds, I did the same thing.
$4.6 million,
yeah.
All
in one. And then you add in the infrastructure replacements. Okay. So, yeah.
another 2.4.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it. Debt service. So I thought it would be nice to.
We'll have to talk about that.
Okay. I won't. But I just thought I'd do a summary of our debt service. I thought it would be nice for the budget book to make it a complete document. I don't know if you can tell through 68, it looks like.
Yes.
And then I just kind of just got the first how we formed the JPA, how we got our first bond, how much we scored, the projects that we had, and the payments that we made on the debt service. I need to update the 2017, I will do that. And then in January 2017, our second bond. And then how much we borrow. Page 70, I list out some information, which is the cost of returns. So kind of gives an idea of budget, what you need, the budget method, what's that, how to improve it. What's the fiscal year? What is the fund balance? What's the plan? And then to finalize it, I put in the Public Financing Authority. I explained a little bit what Public Financing Authority is. And what are the projects that we are working on for the last fiscal year into this fiscal year. And then the last page, I just highlight district awards. And so we have a district distinction award and a district of transparency. And that is the end of the webinar.
Anything else? Any other questions from the board?
Any questions? No, very, very thorough, very well done. Good presentation.
Nice.
Set up your Excel spreadsheets differently so you always have that there.
You can take a deep breath.
I think it's
well done.
Yeah, well done report.
She's worked very, very hard. And all the managers, all contributed and spent a lot of time on this. So,
yeah, good job.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it stands awesome.
I also concur that this is a lot of work. And to be able to accomplish this and taking the time to make it understandable for us, which we're a little ahead of the general public, but I think when you put this out as a public document, we'd be very, very proud of it. And I would hope we'd get another recognition for it. It's very thorough, very easy to explain. Good job.
There's always a budget award.
I know. I'm trying
to. It's one thing at a time.
You get the budget award when you bring us in $2 million budget. That's when you get the budget award.
GFOA has a nice budget award.
Although I wasn't here last year to do a comparison, I listened to you and you indicated the items that you had. And for me,
okay. Any other agenda or anything? We don't have any other agenda items. So we are adjourned until June 7th. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.